The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, human. It's been decades since I last saw one of your kind. Welcome to my shrine. It's so good to meet you. Is everything all right? You seem like you're in a lot of distress. Oh, my sudden appearance didn't make it any better, did it? I can see why. Stumbling upon someone else when you're this deep into the forest would frighten anyone. It must have been even more frightening when it's a silhouette of a Lamia you see. My long and thick tail must make me look like a monster to you, but I promise you have nothing to fear from me. No. Please don't go back out there. It's going to be a terribly stormy night. It's not safe. You can be my guest. Stay here at my shrine for the night, and I'll watch over you. You don't have to look so terrified. It's my duty to offer you shelter. As long as you don't intend to defile my land or my shrine, I would never do you any harm. I know the tales your people share about my kind. Horrible and vile creatures. But if you stay the night, I'll give you a completely different kind of story to share. You really shouldn't leave right now. You're drenched already and you're miles from civilization. You won't find any other shelter out there, and the storm is only going to get worse. You'll be safe with me. Good. I'm happy. Now come inside. You must be freezing. Here. I'll torch up the fireplace to give us some warmth and light. Why don't you take a seat next to me? I won't bite. Listen, I understand your hesitance, but you need to get warm. I can see you shivering. All right. Perfect. I promise you'll feel much better once you've dried off. And you'll see I'm not as bad as the tales would have you believe. I'm glad you found the courage to stay. It's nice to finally have a visitor again. It's been so long since I've had someone to talk to. Now that you've sat down and calmed yourself a little, may I ask how you ended up here? Yes, I figured that was the case. But why would you travel so deep into the woods without a map? Oh, so you lost your belongings when you fell into the stream. The current is very strong. It will most likely carry them several miles downstream. However, I know a place where they might end up. I'll take you there tomorrow. Me? Well, like I said, I'm Alamia, the goddess's embodiment of nurture and prosperity, and this is my shrine. Yes, I'm a goddess. Most likely not the same way you'd imagine a god, but it's true nonetheless. It's not surprising you haven't heard of me. The culture that was once our subjects have long since disappeared. When the descendants of your people came, they had to concede their beliefs. Over time, the number of subjects grew fewer and fewer until there were none left. The shrines and temples other Lamias watched over have all been forgotten. Some fell into ruin with time, others were torn down by the new culture of people who arrived, claiming the hedonistic gods of old were a danger to their one true god. As far as I know, my shrine is the only one still standing. I've been blessed enough to be spared. Your descendants never found this place, and eventually I guess they thought their job was done and abandoned their search. Oh, you don't have to offer your condolences. I appreciate the gesture, but you're not responsible for the acts of your predecessors. I bear no ill will to this generation. I will offer shelter to anyone seeking it, your kind included. It's a duty I'm happy to carry. I've noticed you've scoured the entire room with your eyes. You've looked everywhere but at me. Do I honestly disgust you so, human? My human body was designed to help my subjects feel at ease. And I see it doesn't have the same effect on you. I'm sorry my lower half makes you avert your gaze from me. I wish I could hide my tail if it would make you more comfortable, but it's part of me. And it's a sad day when a Lamia has to be ashamed of her tail. Oh. Well, if it's not my tail that's making you uncomfortable, why are you afraid of looking at me? Is that so? You humans are truly peculiar. You can wage wars and face monsters, but a woman's bare breast makes you embarrassed. I'll admit, it's a relief. I was worried you found me disgusting. But it's quite flattering that my upper body is what makes you avert your gaze and not my tail. Human, I was designed to be pleasing to the eye for a reason. A reason I may share with you in a few moments, but if it would make you more comfortable, you have my permission to look at my nude body. Yes, I'm telling you. Lock your eyes with mine, human. Now, do my deep and glimmering eyes make you uncomfortable? Will you believe me when I say that you have nothing to fear? Good. So, let me guide your gaze down my body. Look at how the dancing flames make my skin glow like amber. Take it all in. From my hair draping each side of my gentle face down to my supple breasts. Bring your eyes down to where my two forms become one. See the curves of my hip gently softening into silky scales covering my long and thick tail. What do you think, human? Does my body still frighten you? You think I'm beautiful? I'm so relieved. Thank you. I was afraid you'd find me grotesque. Now it seems like your eyes are glued to my tail. I'm happy to feel your gaze upon me, but you're welcome to touch me as well. Yes, I can tell you're curious. I'll come closer to you. No, go on. How is it? It's soft and smooth. Humans don't usually expect my tail to be so welcoming. It's warm, too. Keeping it close to the fire heats it up very quickly. But don't stop at my tail. Why don't you let your hands climb up my body? Yes, human. Go ahead. Explore my body with your hands. Let them traverse every inch of my soft skin. Go higher. Don't play coy. You know where you want to put them. And I too would like to feel your hands on me. It's been so long since I had someone touch me like this. Yeah. Just like that, human. Do my breasts feel good in your hands? Soft and supple, aren't they? Just like the most beautiful of goddesses in your stories. But I'm not a simple fairy tale. I'm Elamia, a goddess of nurture and prosperity, but also motherhood and fertility, which is why I'm designed to arouse. Will you mate with me, human? Would you let me remove your clothes and keep you warm with my body? Speechless, are you? I can tell you want it. Your pulse has quickened, and the bulge in your pants is growing. Well, despite knowing your desires, I'd like an answer. If you don't want to mate with me, if you want me to stop my tail from slowly pulling your body towards me, just say the word, and I'll stop my advances. But if you want to mate with me, human, just give me a simple yes, and I will take you to a plane of pleasure you didn't know existed. Very good. Welcome my long tongue into your mouth. Let my lips bring you to ecstasy. Your tongue meets mine so eagerly. Human, why are you caressing my face like this? Your gentle stroking with your hands, the way your eyes look into mine, it confounds me. It's nice, I'm just not used to it. Humans have usually conceded to my seduction at this point, fallen into something like a trance. It's never been my intent. It's nothing I have control over. But you're all still here, aren't you? You truly find me beautiful? You truly want to mate with me? Human, I'm going to start removing your clothes. I'm going to keep you warm myself, alright? Shirt off. Now your pants. Just lay yourself down. Rest yourself on my soft tail and don't worry about a thing. And here's the origin of the scent I've been smelling for several minutes now. Yes, this. You are absolutely perfect, my darling human. Would you like to feel my wet, hot mouth on your cock? Keep your voice down, my darling. Let it out. Let me hear you moan. How does my tongue feel on your cock? Gently coiling it around you, just like I wrap my tail around your body. This excited for decades. Oh, fuck. I want your cum. I really do. I want your cock to pulse inside of my mouth, shooting every drop of your seed down my throat. But I can't take your cum in my mouth. No, not tonight. Here, I'll loosen my tail around you. And if I lay down on the floor and welcome you into me, will you mount me and thrust your precious cock into my pussy? Yes. Please get on top of me and fuck me, darling. Yes, just like that. Straddle me right where my forms connect. Yes, human, I am ready. The question is, if you are, I'm not going to be your average lay. Human, you're inside me. Please, no teasing. Start fucking me. Yes. This is what I wanted. I knew you'd be perfect as soon as I tasted you. You're so fucking perfect, my darling. It feels so good. I haven't felt like this for over a century. Every thrust sends me into a rush of ecstasy throughout my body. How does it feel for you, human? Do you feel how tight my pussy is squeezing your hard cock each time you've pushed yourself all the way inside me? My pussy begs you to stay. It feels so good, doesn't it? I'm so pleased. You look so happy and so satisfied. Your eyes are
glimmering as they stare back into mine. You're so beautiful, human. Kiss me. I feel so good to have someone mounting me to mate with someone who doesn't just let me do what I want with them. You're different. Fuck. I can't keep my tail still. It's flailing around. I'll have to wrap it around you. That's okay, isn't it? I'll just use it to help you thrust into me. Because it just feels so fucking good. Yes. Oh, put your hands on my breast, please. Oh, I want to feel your hands on me. Yes. Just like that. Oh, squeeze them. Oh, fuck. You know what you want, but you're still so gentle with me. I don't think I can be as gentle as you are anymore. So close, I can't keep my tail from squeezing you. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, darling. I promise I won't crush you. Just hang in there. I'll just... Fuck. I need it. I need your cum. Yes. Human. Come for me, please. You're close, aren't you? Yes. Give me all your cum and breed me, human. Breed your goddess. Yes. Do it. Now. Human. Give me your cum. Sorry, I'll let you go. Are you okay? Good. I don't know if I've ever felt like this before. To lose control like that. I'm sorry. But your cock, it's still pulsing inside me. Pull out. I really want to taste you. You taste so good. I'd love to swallow it all someday. Apologies about the squeezing. I shouldn't have. You actually liked my tail around you like that? I'll coil it around you again if you wish. Like so. And I'll get real close to you. You do not regret staying with me, do you? I'm relieved to hear that. I'm very happy that you stumbled your way here. We can just stay like this for the night, falling asleep together by the crackling fire. Tomorrow I'll lead you to where your belongings might have ended up. If we can't find them, I will draw you a map to where your people will be. And if you can keep the map to yourself, I'll draw you a path here. I would like to see you again, human. I've grown quite fond of you already. Is that so? Have I found a new subject? Well, I don't want you as a subject. I don't want you to be below me. You'll be something more. I'd like you beside me, darling.